From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. Democrats in the Washington House are proposing an increase in the gas tax of 10 cents over the next 5 years. Why? We're going to find out. The proposal comes from Democrats led by Representative Judy Cliburn from Mercer Island. She chairs the House Transportation Committee. Representative Cliburn, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
This would bring the state gas tax to 47.5 cents per gallon. Isn't that one of the higher gas taxes in the country?
You know, it is one of the highest, but other states subsidize transportation with their general fund. We don't.
Why should we pay an extra 10 cents on for our gasoline tax over the next 5 years? What's the rationale for this?
Well, the rationale is that we passed our last two gas taxes in 2003 and 2005. Those gas taxes were very project-oriented, which meant that we bonded them. So as we finished the projects, we built about 421 projects, but as we finished them, all of that gas tax has to pay off the debt for the next 25 years. So without new revenue, we don't have any new projects, plus we don't have maintenance and operation money. So it is to keep us going, and it is to finish some projects that need to be finished, but it's also to maintain what we have and share more with the cities and counties.
Yeah, how about the basics? Earlier today, I talked to Democratic Senator Tim Sheldon, who's on the Transportation Committee. He's one of the two Senate Democrats to join Republicans to form the majority caucus this legislative session. I asked Tim Sheldon if your gas tax package has enough money to pay for some of the basics when it comes to state roads.
Maintenance and operation is not a sexy topic, but it's absolutely essential, and primarily in our rural areas where it's been neglected.
Senator Sheldon was telling me that Highway 101 could be shut down for days because of landslides. He said that's because preventative measures have not been taken, and he doesn't think there's enough money in your package to cover that and other maintenance issues. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think there is more money with the package than there is without the package. We have put 20% of the gas tax is not bonded, and it goes into maintenance and operation. And not only is it state maintenance and operation, we have given some to counties and cities so that they can keep up their roads also. So it is, you know, everybody seems to want more. That is an irony because I think the public thinks 10 cents is quite a bit. But all of the people who come and talk to me about the needs of the state, we know that this isn't going to cover all the needs, but it certainly isn't going to cover anything if we don't have some money to do those things. I think he makes a very good point.
Well, here's another concern that Senator Sheldon expressed that you may have heard before. He thinks that your package in the House reflects a geographical bias.
It's primarily a central Puget Sound proposal. The Democratic Party represents primarily the central Puget Sound area. What we're trying to do here with our majority coalition caucus, which is a bipartisan caucus, take a look at these projects and make sure that they are representative of the entire state.
Senator Sheldon thinks there's not enough for each little place in the state. How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, that's what we did the last time. We kind of peanut buttered it all over the state, and I don't think we have quite the need for a whole bunch of little projects. So what we did is we prioritized around that which would relieve congestion and also would be supportive of the ports and the freight corridors. So our biggest investment in the revenue package is on the gateway, Puget Sound Gateway, which is 509 and 167, which when you think about the state, every district in the state either exports something they grow or manufacture. And it goes through three ports, Vancouver, Tacoma, and Seattle. So if we can keep the congestion between the eastern Washington rural areas, keep the congestion down so they can get to the ports, it is an investment that helps them. If you ask the hay grower who's trying to get 8 trucks of hay through Seattle to the port, and he misses his boat because he's stuck in the central Puget Sound region at 167 and 405, he would think that the investment we're making in 405 is for him.
I got to say, Representative Cliburn, grammarians may be shaking, but I love the fact you just turned peanut butter into a verb.
Yeah, it is. It is down here.
Judy Cliburn is chair of the House Transportation Committee. I don't want you to think that Tim Shelton doesn't like anything about your transportation proposal. Here's something he did like.
Bus service is essential, especially for people in the urban areas and in the rural areas, too. We enjoy buses in our area as well. So it does have to have a multimodal approach, which this one does. I do like the fact that it recognizes that bicycles use our highways as well, that they are a growing segment of the population that commute by bicycle, and they should have some responsibility for paying.
If I read your proposal right, Representative Cliburn, there would be a fee on bicycles that cost over $500 to help pay for transportation. Is that right?
It goes for complete streets. At this point, it could go for bicycle routes only if it was necessary. I think that it is less of a revenue stream than it is a way for people who always complain about funding things that are not just car-oriented. It makes them feel like we're all in it together. And it's been amazing how it changes the perspective of people to actually embrace putting the bike pedestrian amenities on our roadways. It changes the dialogue. So it's kind of interesting that the bicyclists who have come and talked to me, they don't love it, but they like the fact that the conversation has switched and to be more supportive.
The gas tax is yielding ever lower revenue as people switch to more fuel-efficient cars. Isn't an increase in the gas tax kind of a 20th-century solution to a 21st-century problem?
I agree. It is. This will probably be one of the last gas taxes that will get raised. We are not ready for vehicle miles traveled. It is something that takes a lot of education and a lot of study. Other states are doing it. We're trying to piggyback on, but you cannot do it in the fast turnaround. So even though we're putting this gas tax in over 5 years at 2 cents a year. It will ease in, but I think when you get to the end of this 10 years, you're going to be looking for other revenue streams to fund transportation.
Democratic State Representative Judy Cliburn, she chairs the House Transportation Committee. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
This new legislation, if passed, would raise about $10 billion, but it's worth noting the State Transportation Commission says we're going to need between $175 and $20 billion over the next 20 years for our transportation needs.